Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, you guys. Yeah, real owners, not amateurs. This is Visit Vegas Places with Coil. Hey, you guys know I love reviews, but beforehand, I want to get into some things about brand partnership. It is real good for creators to have a good brand partnership with businesses, especially with content creators and influencers. There are businesses that are looking for them, and I have some good steps for you to follow for you to, you know, achieve that. First, you want to identify your niche and target audience. What kind of content do you create, and who are your fans? You want to make sure you have a good understanding of that. You want to reach potential brand partners. Once you have a list of those brand partners, do some research. Learn more about their target audience, their brand values, and marketing goals. Make sure that your brand and the brand of the potential partner are a good fit. Reach out to the potential brand partners. Never be afraid to shoot an email, DM, anything it takes for you to get in contact with them. Once you have identified a few brand partners, it's time to reach out. You can send them all personalized emails or messages through social media. In an outreach message, introduce yourself, your brand, and explain why you think a partnership would be mutually beneficial. Again, I've always preached with them, withy. What's in it for you and what's in it for me? And remember, businesses do business with other businesses, not people. You want to create a proposal. If a potential brand partner is interested in working with you, they will likely ask you to create a proposal, which is business. This is where you will outline your ideas for the partnership, include the type of content you will create, the timeline, and the budget. Negotiate and sign a contract. Once you have created a proposal and the brand partner has agreed to the terms, it's time to negotiate and sign a contract. That contract will outline the scope of work, the payment terms, and the intellectual property rights. Again, you guys don't want to waste a business time because a business has other things to look forward to. So make sure you have all that in line. Be authentic, be professional, be creative, be flexible, and also be patient, because a lot of times a no does not mean that you're not good. A no does not mean a yes right now. It just might mean no right now, but yes later. So definitely follow these tips. You can establish a good brand partnership with businesses that will help you grow your brand and reach a wider audience. So with that being said, you guys know I love reunions. Now, with business owners who featured on the show, yes, my history with this chef goes back to our first episode together, you guys. He's one of our day ones. And our first episode was in season one together on my birthday, November 19, 2021. It's 2 years ago, you guys. Now, the second one, he appeared on November 4th. We always air Novembers together. So our month together is November. And now we have him here again, you guys. Help me introduce Chef Robert, the owner and the five-star chef of seafood, the Raider Claw Chef.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, baby boy? What's going on?
Man, it's
Robert
all good.
In the building. Chef Robert in the building, you know.
Man, I appreciate you coming, man. You my day one. This is your third appearance, man. You've been here when I was a rookie. You know, I'm still a rookie at this, but you was here with me, and I appreciate you. You was the first one to let me inside the kitchen also to create content. So without you, I wouldn't have been able to set this up, man. So I want to thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to even be on your platform, to even share the knowledge that I've been coming across your platform with. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Now, appreciate I do have a lot of new listeners since, you know, what, 2 years ago when I started. Introduce yourself. Let the audience know who you are and what you do, baby.
Yo, my name is Robert Kimbrough. I am the owner of the Raider Claw, the best seafood food truck in, what's this, Las Vegas. You already know. And I'm the best chef in the world. I'm just going to put that out there. But yeah, come on down to the Raider Claw and get your best seafood, get your flavor fixed. We got everything is homemade in-house. Everything is still going, still the same, still consistent. Just trying to grow it and get better and just try to, you know, see what the next level takes me. It's been 2 years now, so let's see what this next year going to do. And then the year after that, see what we're going to do with this brick and mortar move.
I love it, man. I love it. Now, this one, I want it to be different since we already know each other, been there. I didn't want it to be scripted. Okay. I wanted to kind of like let them chime in on our convo. So the first thing I wanted to get on is when I intro with the brand partnership. So, of course, like when I came to you, you let me in the kitchen, everything. But there are a lot of creators now, influencer coming. Give them an idea of a creator. What do you look for when a creator comes and presents that, hey, I'm a content creator. I want to come in there. What do you look for?
I look for genuineness. Like, you got to be genuine to come to me now, because I've been getting screwed around by a lot of content creators. A lot of people been talking behind my back about, you know, this and this and that. But like I said in the beginning, and like I said when I first opened, we run this business professionally. So sometimes I may not even be able to get in contact with a content creator to even do it. But when they do pop up or show up, I show love. And that's the big thing, because it's not all about, you know, me looking good. I just want to see that smile on your face so you can know that this food at this establishment is good, so you can put it to your platform and tell your people about it, you know. But I'm very picky now. I'm very picky now. And like I told her, the price is going up, because now I'm going to start charging.
I love it, man. So now give me, you know my dish is the favorite. So in the last 60 days, the last 3 months, what have been your three top best sellers on your dishes?
The surf, for sure. The Raider Claw surf. The fried Raiders, the lobster tail has been going crazy. The king crab, the fried king crab been going very crazy. That's crazy. And then everything else on our menu, too, sells good as well. Everything sells good. It's just like, you know, we're the best of the best. We'll have no problem with selling nothing on the menu.
That's right. I love that. I you know what? Hey, audience, if you listen, the king crab is always sold out. That's how good it is. Like, if you was to see the content, no matter who the creator is, the food speaks for itself. Like, these big old things, when they're dipping it, you're going to be like, man, I got to get some. Like, it's just, man, I'm yet to get one. And every time I come, it's sold out. I'm like, man.
It's sold out, man. The king crab is the hardest thing for me to have, because once I start posting it, the whole case is gone in 3 days.
Wow.
I promise you.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy. Like, now I got to sell broken king baskets because they always clean me out of the good ones. Like, it's crazy. The king crab is crazy. I'm not going to play with it. That's going to probably be one of our top sellers when we open up a restaurant, for sure.
Righteous.
Because nobody in Vegas do it.
Right. Now, I was wondering, I think there's content that's out there on your truck that you don't even know that's out there. Do you know that?
No, I don't. Some of it, yes. I don't. Some people be doing their own content, and I don't really be knowing about it. But it's content out there on us.
Yeah, you're out there. Yeah, you're out there, which is good. That means there's awareness, and I'm seeing like people like I don't even know, or even there's people that are, when I look up hashtags as far as Las Vegas business, Las Vegas locals, I can see people who traveled out here that went to the Raider Claw that are content creators, and I see the content of it and some of the items they have, and I'm like, man, this guy is spreading. I wonder, does he even see all this content?
Nope, I don't see it all, but I got a very big following out of L.A., the whole California, from the Bay all the way down to L.A., down to San Diego. Them are my main customer. I love them people. So they drive all the way here. One lady in particular, she drives the 4 hours just to come get the food and drive back. But she ordered like four or five things to take back with her. I appreciate that lady. That lady is something else. Like, all my customers is like that. I appreciate all my customers. We all got nothing but love for all the customers that comes and spend their hard money with us, because we just want to feed you guys and put a smile on your face. So
yeah, I could definitely see your chain more than in Vegas and other states. I can definitely see a demand for your chain in other states. Yeah.
We're going up. That's the next move. I'm trying to figure it out. Well, I'm telling you, that's the only thing about it. Once I figure it out, it's over. It's a wrap.
Man.
There's going to be 50 of these things everywhere.
Now, I'm hearing a lot about the nuggets, though. That was one thing, like, even when I did the content, the lady, she raved, like, the first thing I had here that brought me back was the catfish nuggets. Now, salmon nuggets. All right. Now, are these salmon nuggets fried? Let me know about them.
Yes. Yeah, so the salmon nuggets, we marinate our salmon overnight, and then we fry it up like that. So that's salmon nuggets is really good. I actually, in my opinion, I started the salmon nugget game. I love, well, right along with the fried lobster, the fried king crabs, the snow crab fried. I started all that. I ain't never seen nothing like that until 2 years ago.
I don't know a place where you can order fried salmon nuggets. Who even thought
Nowhere.
Of doing that? Right.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yes. Nobody.
Can't get it. I used to get bashed. Like, why would you fry something that's supposed to be healthy? You making it not healthy. No, it's all still healthy because it's not floury. It's not like that deep fry like what you're thinking in it. It's just a light fry. And it's real juicy in the inside, packs all that juice, and our salmon is fresh. So.
Man. Now, you got anything new on the menu?
Them noodles been going crazy. Yakisoba noodles with the lobster been going a lot crazy. And like I said, those king crab, man, the king crab is crazy.
Right. My favorite is the loaded Raider fries. I can guarantee I can get anybody to buy them Raider fries. You just give me at them. Like, they going to get them Raider fries if I talk to them.
Yeah. I had a couple people come to my truck and say, no, Koyo said Raider claw fries. And we heard them. Raider we saw you fries. On the truck. And I'm like, that's his favorite. So they be like, give me the coil.
When you eat them, like, even my daughter's like the claw fries, because it's just that, it's just you're going to, it's a taste that you have in that sauce.
It's the sauce.
And then the meat is just so fine. It's fine. Yeah. Like,
it's
man,
so
like you forget you will literally forget you're eating seafood. I kid you not. I kid you not.
Those fries is good. Those fries is.
They are, man. With that being said, you think in the future you will sell your sauce on the side, you know, like in the stores and all that?
Actually, this is going to be, I want to tell you first, so you're going to hear this first on your platform first. So what we're going to do, and we're still working on it, so we've got to get one more approval. But what we're doing is we're going to get all our sauces in stores. All of our butters are going to be packaged. You're going to be able to order off one of our websites to get a bag, and it's going to get shipped to you. So you're going to be able to get the Raider claw at your house soon. And then we're going to figure out how to ship it. I already know how to ship it, but we're going to get it shipped. So you're going to have three baskets being made, created first, which is going to be the regular Raider claw, regular Cajun ranch and lemon pepper. And what we're going to do is we're going to put those in bags where you can have those and take them home, put them in the freezer, or take them out the freezer, throw them in that boiling water, and have the same Raider claw. And it's going to come with the butters, the garlic sauce, the garlic butter, the spicy garlic butter, and you're going to be able to do it even with the fries as well.
Right.
Yep. I heard it first.
Hey, promise me this though. When you get that package up, I'm going to order one, get it shipped. I want to tape the process, and also I want to do something at home and cook it up and do some content to let them know I bought it all offline from you, okay?
Got you.
I can see that already.
That's going to be done. We're trying to kick that off by January. That's just, okay. Just keep that in mind. We're going to kick it off by January because we got to get one to get our ingredients passed that's on the label. So we're trying to get our label passed. So once we get that label passed, then we can be able to start shipping it everywhere and probably even put it in Smith's or Walmart.
That's what I'm talking about. It will be in Smith's and Walmart. That's guaranteed. Yeah. It will be because they're looking right now. This is perfect timing for you. Also perfect timing for I can see the brick and mortar happening, too, at that same time. Looks like everything is turning full circle for you.
It's coming. The brick and mortar is coming. I've still got my fingers crossed on one building, but they taking their time, and I definitely understand that. They've been burnt a couple of times, so they just told me, you know, hang tight. We're going to let you know in about a couple more weeks. You know, they understand that. I understand that the process is taking a long time, and, you know, I'm cool with that because only the Lord knows, only God knows what's my next step. I can say, I want this, I want this, I want this, but it's only up to him to open up those doors and give me those keys, so I got to keep it in God's hand.
Amen. You know what I mean? Yes. Now, speaking on the Cali crowd, 80% of my listeners are in California, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, with the new listeners, how can they know where you're at? Is there a set schedule or where they can go on the Instagram and automatically be updated? Give us the info on all of my California listeners that's coming out here to find out where you're at.
Yes. So I'd rather for you guys to go ahead and just follow me on Instagram because I'm always posting my location up there. But I'm always located at the Centennial Hills Hospital parking lot. My day one spot, I've been going there since I opened up from the first day I've been opening up. So That's going to be my spot from here on out. And I'm always open from Tuesday through Saturday at the Centennial Hills parking lot from 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock every day from Tuesday through Saturday. Now you can call in orders. You can do that. We do accept call in orders for pickup, but you know, you got to pay for that over the phone. But for all you other guys that don't, you know about Las Vegas, just follow us on, you know, on our Instagram at the Raider Claw, and I always post everything up on there.
That's right. Boy, I love it, boy. When we go and see you, when the family, we go into Centennial and we know we coming to you, it's a different feeling when we pull up and we see the truck there, right? It's almost like that feeling when you hit that hill from Cali and you see the lights in Vegas. That same feeling that you can almost taste what you about to order. Like, I can already taste what I'm about to order.
I appreciate that.
Yes, man. This is my day one, man. Now, let everybody know about that cake, too. That's the best thing. My son loves the cake.
The caramel cake is the best of the best, man. And we make everything from scratch. We make the cake. I make the cake from scratch. I make the cake and the caramel, and I take my time on that stuff to make it so soft and fluffy and so creamy when you eat it. Like, the caramel cake is unbelievable, and I ain't seen a caramel cake yet better than mine, period.
I haven't either.
Nobody.
Yeah,
nobody.
I haven't. Not only that have I seen it, it's the next day also is still good. Like, we literally put it in the fridge and we take it out and eat it. It's like almost good when it's cold because you get two experiences when it's fresh and melted. And then when that caramel like hardens up a little, oh my God.
And it do not, when the caramel get hard, and this is for everyone that's out there trying to make caramel. My caramel do not flake up, baby. It's creamy.
No, it doesn't.
For three,
it stays
4 days.
Creamy. It
it's
melts
the
in your mouth.
About it. It's the melt in your mouth creaminess. Not that old grandma cake. This is the melt in your mouth, new and improved caramel.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Now, what about the drinks, man? You don't have no specialty drinks that you're thinking of coming up quick?
Well, I do have specialty drinks now. Okay. I'm just working on getting a drink machine for the food truck. So that's kind of like a different power source type of thing. So I'm trying to just play with that right now so I can make sure that it don't overpower the generator with everything else. So that's why I really don't have drinks. I sell like the canned sodas and stuff like that. But I do make my own lemonade. So that's real good.
Okay. I love that, man.
Fresh and sweet. Different flavors. Blueberry cucumber is my favorite one.
I got you, man. Now, you know what? It's We going to have the Raider Claw and Visit Vegas Places officially November 19, my birthday. That's going to be our anniversary. So, like, even when we years from now, we on our whole nother level, we going to remember that November 19. Like, that was our day, 2021. Look how quick it went. It's 2023, man. 2023, and we here still. Like, and it's nowhere else but
still
up.
Grinding.
So, this is it. And if you haven't had the Raider Claw, I don't know what you're missing on. If you're a locals, I know you're listening, all the Hendersons out there in Boulder City, all you guys out there, even in Pahrump, my Pahrump listeners, you guys, you need to come over this way to the Valley and check out Chef Rob with the Raider Claw. He is not jiving when he says he is a five-star chef. Believe me. Believe me.
And we do offer catering, too. So we do have that option because that's another thing I'm going to be doing next year. It's opening up a real nice catering company that's going to be up there on the top with the luck. Because there's only three top catering companies in Las Vegas. And I guarantee we're going to be up there in that top by next year because I'm doing some exclusive catering next year.
I believe that, man. I appreciate you. And even as we speak, my man's out here working. He took the time out to get on the show. So that's how much I respect this man. He's taking the time out of the show during catering to get on this session to express what he is doing with you guys. And that's much love with you, man. Much love.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. It's all love.
Give us your social media handles and the website, because I saw the website. We can also order online, too.
Yeah. Well, the website is down now, so just go ahead and follow us on the Facebook at the Raider Claw and at Instagram for the Raider Claw. And then once you follow us on those, also follow us on TikTok, Raider Claw 2. Also, once the website get back up and going, I'm going to blow it up off the Instagram and the Facebook and the TikTok. So it will be coming back. I'm just waiting on some stuff to be moved around for our website to be back and efficient. So
no problem. And I guarantee listeners, once you go in your Instagram search and you search the Raider Claw, you're going to see a slew of content creators that's created content already on his seafood dishes. You most definitely want to follow him. You DM him, message. When I message him, be like, hey, where you at? He sends it right away and I know where to go. So yeah, so you guys check him out. And if you're driving, don't trip when you get home. In the show notes, I have all his links there. So all the links are right there in the show notes where you can go click and go follow him on Instagram. Okay. Yes, sir. Now, oh man, no problem, man. We're going to get into this or that. You know, I got to find out what you like. I got a new set for you, baby. And we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are. All right. So with this or that, we're going to take it off. When you off work, you tired of seafood. Is your go-to Mexican food or Asian food?
Asian food.
Asian? Okay. What's your like order? What you like to order?
I like Thai food a little bit. Thai. Okay. I don't really like a lot of Chinese food. I like Japanese food. I like Korean beef. That's what I like.
All right.
So I'll get that, but don't get me wrong. I'll get a taco every once in a while, but it ain't a lot of good tacos for real, for real.
Right. Like, you know, so business to business, I like to ask Chef, where do you like to eat at besides yourself? Like, what comes to your head? Like, I'm eating there. What's the spot, man? Put me up on game.
I like Jen's.
Okay.
Jen's Korean barbecue. And I like another one that's over there. I can't remember the name of it, but it's on Sahara, too. It's a Korean barbecue spot.
Okay.
It's real nice, too. It's like right there where they build all those new restaurants at now with all that funny little graphics and stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like they're trying to build it. You know exactly what I'm talking about?
Exactly
with the big old, that little area right there. It's right up in the cut. You pull in that parking lot, it's like two different restaurants, but it's that first one on the corner.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
That's all right. My favorite one.
Now, this one, I noticed with your new truck, would you prefer a Ford or Chevy? Which one gives you the good, you know, durable with hauling all your equipment, Ford or Chevy?
Man, one of those. Get a Ram. I got a Ram.
That's what I'm talking about. Dodge.
I got a Ram. Dodge, baby.
Dodge, baby.
Don't get me wrong. I like that. I like Ford, though. I would not get a Chevy.
Okay.
I would get a Ford over a Chevy any day.
Okay. 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 All right. But optimal choice is Dodge.
Yeah, that Ram.
Okay. All right. I love that. Now, best profit in sales would be winter or summer in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's kind of tricky because I would say wintertime.
Okay.
Because you got a lot of events coming up during the wintertime.
Gotcha.
But it's hard to tell, bro.
That's pretty good.
I don't even know the answer because it's hard to tell.
Right.
Because you got Christmas parties, you got a lot of parties like catering type of things in the wintertime because you got all them holidays, but summertime get it booming too. You got the parade, you got all that stuff.
It's
just, man, they need better places for people to park at and don't have to get in trouble for parking to get that money like that. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right.
It's either you're doing big events all year round or you just grind up.
I got you. I don't think they think about parking when they do certain things and build it up here. You know, I don't think about no parking. They just think about you showing up. Like, how are we going to get in there, though?
Yeah.
You can park 5 miles down and walk up. Oh, man. So now we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are, baby. I got a trivia question for you. You might get this one out. And I got it right in your niche, too. So I give you three options, though, you know, multiple choices.
Mm-hmm.
So which Las Vegas casino is known for its world famous seafood buffet? So which Las Vegas casino is known for its world famous seafood buffet? Is it the Palms, MGM, or Caesar's Palace?
Caesar's Palace.
You got that, baby. I knew you was going to get it. It is the Pecano Buffet, boy. The Pecano Buffet is one of the largest buffet in the world, and it features a wide variety of seafood dishes, including shrimp, lobster, crab, and sushi. The buffet is also known for its high-quality ingredients and attentive service. All right. Mm-hmm. So, and that was, thank you, Bard, for that one off Google, and that is the Pecano Buffet and Caesar's Palace, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. I appreciate you, man. This is the third time. You know, hell, this relationship is strong, man. This is going to be anytime you need me, you know, you can reach
off
out
top.
And I'm right there.
Off top. Right till there. We do the red carpet, man. You better come out there with the big lenses.
I got you,
when
man.
We do that red carpet, man. You be out there with the big lenses because I'm only inviting certain people.
I got you, man. It's on.
Before the price go up, because then I'm charging for people to watch me cook.
That's right.
They've been getting over on me too long. They've been getting over. They've been winning off. They've been winning off the skills. They like, yeah, I'm going to post them on my Instagram. I'm about to make $100 off this dude. It cost it. Hey, look. If you got to be the best to move like the best to say you
right.
the best.
That's right. That's right. All you right. Know what I mean? That's why I mentioned in the front, with and with you. What's in it for you? What's in it for me?
Yep.
You better either do that or bring me some customers. I need to hear somebody coming through that rings
the
bell.
Your name. And say your name. Say your name. Or we're going to have a problem because there's a lot of guys out here that be calling me and say, oh, I charge $2,500 to do content on you.
That's funny.
But how many people is you going to bring to my truck?
Right, then? Right. Not only that, how many people is going to see that actual content? Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
I've seen people charge that much. I even seen people pop out with the big lenses and expensive camera. I don't see none of that content. None of it.
Nope. You don't see it. And guess what? It always be fugazi.
Right. So. I guarantee you pumping on Pinterest. I bet you didn't know you was on Pinterest. I got.
I don't
you
even
on
know
Pinterest.
What that is.
See?
I don't even know what that is.
Hey, they love your stain is love. They love you on Pinterest.
I don't even know what that is. That's so crazy.
Yes, yes. 10 different platforms. So when you deal with me, I'm gonna put you on all the platforms. Look up Pinterest. Pinterest is for shoppers. It's a high quality platform. And it's mostly for business and sales. So Pinterest, you're on Pinterest. You look me up, you'll see your content all through Pinterest.
Oh, yeah. I got to go on Pinterest now because I got to see what that's about.
Yes, sir. Now, before we head out of here, I know you're busy. Give some shout-outs. I know you have some shout-outs and some love to give.
Man, I want to shout-out to everybody that support us, you know, because we got nothing but love for y'all. We are a family-based restaurant. So guess what? It's all love over here. Come on down to the Raider Claw and get that love. You know what I'm saying? And everything is prepared with love. And everything you're going to get over here at the Raider Claw is going to be nothing but love. Okay?
Yes. Guaranteed, you know, you guys.
Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to be motivated with this stuff. You know what I mean? So you guys' opinions and taste buds mean a lot to me. It ain't all about the money. It's about you guys and the relationship where I can keep this in the mind of your kids, and they're going to keep that in the mind of their kids. And this is going to be the next biggest McDonald's you're going to ever see one day.
That's right. That
guaranteed.
Is true. Yes, and I can vouch for them. I never had a bad experience, never had a bad dish, you guys. Everything has been up and up. Even the people that I ran into, never had a bad experience. Even people who's went off of my name, just off the shrimp, never came back with a bad report. And I'm sure they went back again. So you guys believe me, you guys got to go check out the Raider Claw. Mm-hmm. Man, Rob, man,
thank you.
I appreciate
you
man. I
thank
you for your time. Oh, yeah, man, anytime, man. You know, I'm
appreciate
here.
You.
And then I'll be getting with you because, you know, we have some other stuff to do, and I'll be getting with you with that, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate
all
you, Boyle, man. Thank you,
anytime.
Man. Thank you.
Anytime. All right, audience, I appreciate you guys joining us on this Friday. You could have been anywhere, but you're here with us, and we're going to see you next Friday. Remember, you guys download the episode, and if you're out of the country, out of the state, when you come in here and visit Vegas, make sure you go see Chef Rob at the Raider Claw. Tell him Coyle sent you, okay? All right, now, I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes. And that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys. And that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.